Hello, dear ones, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm crossing my fingers this weekend that I'll be able to get two episodes out to you. We'll see what happens, but here is the first one, and it is with my guest, Brian Height. This podcast has talked about synchronicity before, and certainly I have had some guests come on that detail these gorgeous events in their lives, one right after the other, that lead them to exactly where they need to be. And that's the gist of Brian's story this week. It's really a fabulous one. And I kind of loved listening to Brian's explanation about how so many things unfurled in his life to get him to where he is today. And you know, I'm actually living my life like that right now. I'm not sure how many of you know that I don't have a place to live and that my life is sort of up in the air at this point. And I'm following sign to sign, synchronicity to synchronicity, and really feeling like the universe is in conversation with me, telling me to be patient and telling me that all will work out. And so I'm living proof. I am living proof that you can live, albeit a little outside society's norms. I'm proof that you can live and follow the messages, follow the signs, and live a life that feels authentic, that feels real, that feels good. Sometimes I think I might be a little too passive waiting for the signs, but sooner rather than later, I get up off my butt and I get back in the game. So anyway, Brian is really an incredible person and his life has been very interesting. He's been a stuntman forever, and that kind of blends in with his story of synchronicity that he talks about. He's done Hollywood and beyond. He has over 100 film and television credits. And he's a master resilience trainer for the U.S. Army. He actually spent a decade teaching soldiers how to reframe their perceptions of challenges. But actually, these days, Brian is known as the High Stakes Performance Whisperer because he's an expert in transforming how individuals and organizations perceive and navigate high-stakes environments. I mean, we need more people like that in this world. And all right, that's it for my intro right now. Here's my conversation with Brian Height.
For me, the magical thing is how that process connects over time. So when I think about just all the little things that had to happen, and I can go back a long way, but I'll just go back to high school where I happened to end up in a drama class. And that drama class, we did some kind of show and the drama teacher, I ran the lights. So that was another thing. I don't know. They just said, Brian, you should do some lights. I said, all right, that's cool. So I did that. And then from that, this drama teacher knew a guy who worked at a theme park. Opryland was in Nashville back in the day. Now it's a mall, but it was the theme park back then with shows. And he knew a guy who was a lighting designer there. And he's introduced us. And the guy got me a job as a technician at a show out there.
I feel like I could talk to you forever, but we only have a few more minutes left. So I'm going to ask you the main question of the podcast, which is, I mean, this is just we're veering off in another direction here rather dramatically. The main question of the podcast, because this is really also a podcast about reminding people that life has mystery, that it has hope, that it has potentials for things that are maybe inexplicable to happen in it. But the main question is, or maybe it's a statement, I don't know. I would love for you to share something that you've experienced in your life that you have felt was maybe miraculous,
maybe magical, maybe even mysterious, because I've had stories of ghosts. I've had everything basically under the sun. You can't even, I mean, after, what are we on? I'm doing 215 this week episode. So I've heard so many different stories from people. And it really is about how humans create meaning with these incidents or these events that happen in their lives. But I would love to hear anything that you'd like to share. It can even be more than one story.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's not a story, but it's how I look at things overall. So for me, well, let me start here. So the way I think about opportunity is that it happens all the time, that opportunities present themselves usually daily. And the reason that we don't recognize or you know, think that they happen as often as they do is because one of three things is missing. One is just having the openness to the possibility that an opportunity might arise. We may be so fixated on one direction and one type of way of viewing our circumstances that we're missing the possibilities that come our way. So we need to be open to the fact that possibilities exist. The second is flexibility, that once we recognize that these things are happening and it may be a possibility, we got to be flexible enough to shift and to move and say, all right, yeah, I was going that way, but I need to go this way. This is the better way to go. And to be able to see that flexibility and take advantage of that. And then the third, and this is where this just trips up a lot of people, is having the courage to take that first step into that unknown, into that new direction. And that's where opportunity lies, is the openness, the flexibility, and that courage to move forward. So for me, the magical thing is how that process connects over time. So when I think about just all the little things that had to happen, and I can go back a long way, but I'll just go back to high school where I happened to end up in a drama class. And that drama class, we did some kind of show and the drama teacher, I ran the lights. So that was another thing. I don't know. They just said, Brian, you should do some lights. I said, all right, that's cool. So I did that. And then from that, this drama teacher knew a guy who worked at a theme park. Opryland was in Nashville back in the day. Now it's a mall, but it was the theme park back then with shows. And he knew a guy who was a lighting designer there. And he's introduced us. And the guy got me a job as a technician at a show out there. And the company or the stage manager, my very first summer at that show, was the company manager at the Batman stunt show that I went to. And so there I am at the stunt show, and now I'm able to do stunts. And while I was skipping school during the senior year, after I'd already done the thing, I went to the golf course at Rutgers. I just went by myself to play golf. Happened to be three people in front of me, one of whom happened to be a stuntman from LA. My plan was, after doing the stunt show in New Jersey, to go to Florida and go try to do the Indiana Jones show or whatever other stunt shows are down there. But I played golf with this guy. We spent 4 hours talking about stunts, and he said, move to LA. And I said, okay. And I did. And through him, I started playing in the Stuntman Softball League, and I met all these other people, and my career started to take off. So it's these little things that, you know, people just describe them as serendipity, or it's God's plan, or it's whatever. I don't see it as any kind of plan or anything else. I mean, I could have gone left or right, and who knows what would have happened. If life may be a whole lot better if I hadn't met the guy at the golf course, it would have been different, but I still would have been able to look back and make those connections. And I think that's part of humans. We want to make meaning of things. We want to create some sort of cohesive story. Our brains do not like ambiguity at all. It will fill in gaps regularly. And there are all kinds of studies around this, and they're very interesting about how the brain will just make up stuff to fill in the gaps of our knowledge. But that's how we think about the past. So as I do think about the past, even knowing what I just said, it's still magical to me how these series of connections, these series of seemingly random events that could have gone either way, ended up going the way that they did, and they put me right here. So there's no argument that all of those different little things all came together to make me who I am sitting here talking to you right now. And to me, that's magical. Even if it's not a plan or any kind of destiny or anything else, it's still what happened. And that to me is fascinating. So I don't know, that's just my perspective on that.
Oh no, I absolutely love it. And you know, there's that word synchronicity. And Carl Jung was a big proponent of the idea of synchronicity. I mean, he kind of brought it out into the world as something that we should all be mindful about and notice and understand just about how mysterious and magical this world is. And so I'll give you a little synchronistic thing. So I have not talked about Opryland in forever. Okay. Forever. And at my job the other night, a woman came in and we were talking and she just says, oh, I worked at Opryland just 2 days ago. And so now here you are bringing up Opryland again. And when I was in high school, I was in swing choir and they took us from Illinois, outside of Chicago, down to Opryland to perform, to sing and dance to our heart's content and compete with all these schools from all over. It was really fun. It was seriously nerve-wracking. Opryland was so fun. I loved it. But here we are in my mind having this conversation. I'm like, oh, synchronicity, because I have not talked about it maybe in decades. And here you are, you bring it up and someone just brought it up 2 days ago. And so for me, that kind of weaves this really beautiful thread between your experiences, my experiences, her experiences, and kind of demonstrates that we're all connected or there's something going on. And I love your story about, I don't know, I'm getting the idea that you're like, I stumbled into being the lighting person in high school. And then I stumbled, you know, it's all these things, but there you really met these people along the way that almost, I don't know, ushered or invited you to take these other paths in life. And it's gotten you to where you are today. And for me, I think that's absolutely gorgeous. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. It's I would not have gone the way that I did or be where I am if it weren't for these people. And certainly when I met one, it made it more likely that I was going to meet the other ones because it's a whole different circle. So there's a probabilistic nature of the whole path too. But it's still it's like I said, looking back, it is interesting to see all of those connections. I don't see them as, again, any kind of divine plan or anything. I think that but it is still, it is a weird connection. Not weird. It's just a connection. It's interesting when you see how all the things come together and how all the people. And I agree with you. I think that if more people really embraced the connectedness among everybody, that we truly, this is the thing about, and not even to get into politics or anything else, but the populist, the nationalism, like we need to take care of ourselves. We're part of a globe. I mean, you can't separate yourself from everybody else, even if you wanted to. We are all part of this one system, and it goes beyond our country. It goes beyond our earth. It goes into the whole universe itself. We are all part of a connected system that's moving and influencing all around. And I see that as I look back over the long past that I've had in those different interactions. So, yeah.
I really appreciate who you are. And I appreciated your first point about opportunity, because I think in my mind that connects to invitation. And it's almost like you have to be able to see things as an opportunity or an invitation. And I think that's what's really powerful about who you are, is that you accept the invitation and you're up for the adventure. And I just really love that about you. Not even knowing you at all. I appreciate that about you.
No, that's funny. One of my favorite movies, and it got me through, I don't want to say it got me through, but it was one of the things I enjoyed when it was a tough time in my life, was a Jim Carrey movie called Yes Man. Because, again, I'm a huge introvert, and when things are going wrong, my natural inclination is to just hide. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to do anything. And no is absolutely the very fastest thing that will ever come out of my mouth. And so as I'm watching that movie and I'm listening to, and obviously it got into the absurd of him saying yes to just really dumb things, but that was kind of the point. That was the idea. Just get out of your rut, get out of your regular whatever, and experience something different. And at my best, that's what I'm doing. I'm not, you know, obviously I don't say yes to everything, but I try to say yes to a lot with that same philosophy in mind of that's where goodness lies. That's where wisdom comes from. That's where experience is born, is from saying yes to things that we don't know how it's going to go. Because if we did, we'd just be able to predict it and talk about it. But so that's, so yeah, that's, I appreciate you saying that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that maybe see the invitation and they run screaming in the other direction. And now we know that you do not do that.
Not all the time. No, I can't say that I haven't and that I won't again. But I try to say yes, and I try to lean into the different opportunities.
Listeners, I hope you loved and appreciated this gentle reminder that when you're in the flow of the world, when you're close to the soul of the world talks back to you. The world speaks back to you. And while Brian does have a different version, a different interpretation of the events that have happened in his life, you know me, I'm going to look at it through my lens and say, hey, someone or something has Brian's back, and for that, I'm really grateful. The work that he's doing in this world is helping so many people that it's bound to make this world a more beautiful place. To read up a little bit more about Brian and his work and the way he moves in the world, well, there will be a link in the episode's show notes. So do yourself a favor and do a deeper dive on just who this human being is. I want to thank all of you for listening. And remember, ratings and reviews are where it's at. So you know what? Pause right now. Go to wherever you listen and give me a rating or write a little review. Those ratings and reviews mean so much, and they help other people find us. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Brian. I mean, I got the sense that Brian is in this life for the adventure. For the adventure and for showing up and for the invitation, for what's on offer. I mean, Brian really recognizes the invitation. He's aware of it. Brian knows that it's an opportunity. So be like Brian and show up in this world looking for those invitations, looking and recognizing those opportunities, because I am telling you, once you accept the invitation, once you see that opportunity and you say yes, your life, well, it's never going to be the same. And go out on a great big adventure knowing that you have been invited by the magic, by those beings behind this universe to create something beautiful. And we need more beauty in this world, everyone. And I just kind of envision all of you going out there and accepting these invitations and recognizing the synchronicities and becoming this powerhouse, this army. I hate that word, but this army of people working with the universe, working with those old gods, working with the magic, and creating a world that is so much more gorgeous, so much more beautiful for every single creature on this planet. You're going to change everything. So get to it, everyone. Look for those invitations.